You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing out there? Happy Memorial Day weekend. It is 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys have some fun plans, some healthy plans for Memorial Day weekend. Was it this time last year that somebody had sprayed his chest with sunscreen? And then when he was working on the barbecue, something flashed when he threw the lighter fluid on the barbecue, and it ignited himself. He's alive, you know, he just suffered some burns because the sunscreen was all over his chest. I mean, I know a lot of you, you like to grill kind of shirtless, right? You know, because, I mean, grilling is a pretty fun thing to do. You're kind of standing there in front of the heat. You're working with raw meat. You're cooking and you're talking and you're laughing. And the reason why I like to grill is not because I could be topless. I don't like being topless. But the reason why I like to grill is because then I don't have to deal with the potato salad and deal with the coleslaw and set the table and deal with the kids and give them their plastic silverware. See, if I'm the one cooking, then somebody else has to do all that little scut work. So I understand why, and if you notice, the other guys that come over for the barbecue will all huddle around the one guy that's cooking. Okay? Why? It isn't because they're really interested in who the top griller, you know, what they have to say, is they notice if they could sit there coughing and choking on the smoke and looking like they're actually having a good time and helping grill, they don't have to do all the girly stuff that a lot of the wives and the moms have to do. I know there's supposed to be equality and women empowered, etc., but I gotta be honest, whenever there's a party, I have to deal with all the side dishes, I have to deal with all the utensils, all the paper towel and the cleanup, and my husband and all the guys crowd around the little grill acting like they're so busy. And it's like, really? Come on, let me deal with the meat. I could grill. I got this covered. You deal with the paper napkins and the paper plates. I hate that stuff. Lifting chairs out of the garage, wiping down the tables. I'd much rather deal with the raw meat. But anyway, all joking aside, little history on Memorial Day. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day, and it is a day of remembrance for those who have died in our nation's service. From what we understand, there's a variety of different stories of how it actually began. You know, did it begin after World War I? Was it initially started because of the Civil War? But they think organized women's groups in the South had started to, like, decorate graves even before the Civil War. There was even a hymn published in 1867, I guess called Kneel Where Our Loves Are Sleeping. And there would be these ceremonies where people would, and rightfully so, you know, decorate, per se, the graves of loved ones and of our soldiers who died in battle. And then, from what we understand, I guess in 1966, so the years in between, 1966, from what I believe is when it was made official, right? Waterloo, New York was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Johnson. I understand it was proclaimed back in the 1860s. General John Logan, I think, Grand Army of the Republic commander. They did observe it then, but I think it was, I guess, was it in the 60s when it was starting to be recognized as a day off? I could be wrong with this. Like I said, there's been some conflicting stuff. 1890s, it was recognized by all the northern states. I guess the South refused to acknowledge Memorial Day until after World War I. So anyway, I'm kind of studying the history of it as we go. Apparently in the early 1900s, women would wear red poppies on Memorial Day, I know many veteran groups will pass out poppies. So let's just ignore what I said about the 1960s and Lyndon Johnson. I don't think I know when actually Congress got involved declaring it a holiday. There is, however, some discussion, from what I understand, with constituents and their congressmen to actually move the day of Memorial Day back to May 30th. May 30th was, I believe, the original day. But instead, Memorial Day is the last Monday in May. So I guess in 1999, Representative Gibbons introduced the bill to the House, and there was really no further developments on the bill to change the day. See, people like the whole three-day weekend, which is why they change it to the Monday. But from what I understand, May 30th was supposed to be the one. All right, I hope that helps. I wish I knew more about the Memorial Day history. I want to read up on that. I just love history. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've already reviewed with many of you certain tips to do with grilling to prevent some of the cancerous charcoaling that could happen. All right, I know a nutritionist had given us some recommendations. I'm going to review them in tomorrow's show. It's always hard to give those recommendations because it always kind of, you know, throws cool water on the fire. But for the most part, if something does blacken, cut that stuff off before you give it to the kids and the people, you know, eating the food. You know, the blackened charcoal type stuff could have carcinogens. Be very careful with your meat choice. All right, a lot of meats have the nitrates and the nitrites. I know Memorial Day is the time to have fun. Remember, alcohol dehydrates you. So drinking alcohol to, when you're thirsty, keep in mind many of you are going to be dehydrated. I was on Fox 5 local news talking about leaving kids in the car and heat stroke. Heat stroke sets in very easily. Some of you are going to be looking at record temperatures this weekend. Some of you aren't. The record temperatures, the heat could definitely hurt your older people and the kids. Most of the time we forget about grandma or grandpa. They're sitting out there. You see them holding their iced tea, so you think they're fine. Check on if they act confused, if they act dazed. Get them indoors. They don't need to be hanging out outside with you all because they may not be handling the heat. Also watch the kids, for example, as well. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, menopause causing memory loss. I hope I remember the story when we come back from break. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess menopause has been found by researchers to affect memory, attention, and recall for those women going through menopause. Researchers at the University of Illinois and Northwestern University in Chicago say women who have hot flashes during menopause experience more memory problems. Well, duh. All of the participants were aged between 44 and 62, and each was experiencing at least 35 hot flashes a week. Women were asked to complete questionnaires about their menopause symptoms, mood, and memory. The results revealed that women who had the most hot flashes performed worst on the memory test, and the worse the hot flashes, the longer the period of memory loss. Oh, hot flashes suck. I've already had a few. Women in my family start going through menopause early. And for those of you that haven't experienced one or never will have to experience one, luckily you, it's not just you kind of getting sweaty. I can handle getting sweaty. I work out, I get sweaty. That's fine. It's when you're dressed up, your hair is done, you have makeup, you're speaking to a room of 250 people, and then all of a sudden, your makeup, and I don't really wear a lot of makeup, all right, but whatever you do wear, it starts to melt and drip off. and your eyeliner and your hair, and you become noticeably wet and flushed. It is embarrassing. And for somebody like me that does TV interviews or does a lot of public speaking, I don't have time for nature to play its, you know, its course. Not to mention, imagine losing my memory in the middle of an actual speech. So for me, I'm kind of scared to death of the hot flashes. I really am. The findings do back up support. They do back up previous research on menopause-related memory loss. Apparently, researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York found that fluctuating levels of female hormones can affect the memory, but it's the worst during the first year of menopause. Most stuff that happens with menopause usually happens the first few years. Okay. Once your body kind of gets acclimated, it's okay. But most of your bone loss happens there. Most of the depression, the mood swings, insomnia, it happens then. It's kind of rough. That estrogen dropping is not fun. Another previous study had showed that people who are overweight, smoke, or drink heavily are also more likely to suffer the unpleasant symptoms of menopause as opposed to skinny people who don't smoke and don't drink. All right. So, the more unhealthy your lifestyle, the more you're going to have issues. I mean, not to mention, if your wife or partner is kind of grumpy because she's going through menopause, remember, not only are there the hot flashes, but they're not sleeping well. Some of them, it's not that their periods are going away, but they have over periods, which is never fun. Then you could also have night sweats at night, poor sleep, and then the horrific vaginal dryness. So you are completely miserable, not to mention the whole psychology of you going through that. I mean, we women, we, you know, feel young and vibrant and pretty, and we may hate our periods, and we may always joke about, you know, can't wait for our periods to stop. I always do that with my patients. When they say they're going through menopause, and I see they're starting to get a little sad about that, I usually go, congratulations, I'm a close second behind you, can't wait. We make jokes about how we're liberated and how we're free. We don't have to deal with our periods or whatever. But, you know, the honest truth is many of us women do feel a little, you know, melancholy or sad because it is a sign of going from 0 to 50 to now above 50 type of thing. And, you know, middle age or not even middle age, you start to feel pre-senior with that. And, I'm here to say, you know, it's okay when your periods stop. You're still young. You're still vibrant. What, isn't Madonna in her 50s? I mean, if Madonna could be menopausal and still look as good as she is, right? I mean, Jennifer Lopez is in her 40s. Meg Ryan, I think, has turned 50. I mean, Jennifer Aniston is in her 40s. I mean, Jennifer Aniston is, I think, a year or two older than I am. Perimenopausal, right? So all of us hot women, yes, I'm putting myself at the same level as Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lopez, Meg Ryan, Madonna, all of us sexy women, you know, if we could all go through that, then don't feel bad. You know, I bring up when my patients get cheated on. And my men get cheated on, my females get cheated on, but, it does seem to be a little bit more common with my women patients where they'll claim they were cheated on, and they're crying, and they're bawling, and they start to feel guilty that it was them, you know, and that was, oh my gosh, I let myself go, I wasn't pretty, I wasn't this. You know, I remind them that Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston. And if Jennifer Aniston, as beautiful as she is, right, could be cheated on. It could be any of us. You know, Brad Pitt had recently admitted he was on drugs, okay, and he was kind of in this world of destruction, right, when he was married to Jennifer Aniston. Not that I think he blamed being married to Jennifer Aniston as that, but just that while he was married to her, that's what he was going through. And, it could happen to anybody, okay? You know, just because you were cheated on, just because you're getting older, just because the vagina's drying up, all right, it's not because you're doing something wrong. It's not that you're ugly. It's not that you're unattractive. You know, beautiful women inside and out. Raquel Welch, Sophia Loren, okay, they all had to go through, Dahlia LeVie, I believe, all had to go through some sort of menopause. Even Shirley Temple, she's still alive. Yep, menopause. All right, in addition to menopause, we also start losing our hair. Our hair starts to thin. We get itchy sensations like crawling insects, memory problems, brain fog, etc. Speaking of insects, this is kind of interesting. This is an interesting report. We have 2012's best new species. All right, I'm getting this from Daily Mail. very, very interesting new species that have been found. Researchers find new species all the time. If you think we know of each and every organism that's on this earth, we don't. Remember we were talking about the 100 different types of fungi just on our feet? 100 different types just on our feet. All right, pretty scary stuff. So anyway, apparently they say a glow-in-the-dark cockroach, a harp-shaped carnivorous sponge, and the smallest frog on earth have been discovered, or were discovered, in the year 2012. There was a snail-eating false coral snake, all right? I guess, let me see, a green lacewing that was discovered, I guess. I don't really know what some of these are. So a Viola lilliputana, it's a tiny violet found in Peru. The carnivorous sponge called Chondroladia lyra in the Pacific Ocean in California, off California. The Lasula monkey, Cerocoptothecus lomamiensis, was found in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I think Obama had a spider named after him, remember? They find a new species. They like to sometimes name it after people. A snail-eating snake, the Cibone noalamina, found in Panama. A new fungus was found, Ochroconus animala, in France. A 7-millimeter frog, little tiny bitty frog, 7 millimeters, is less than the size of a pencil eraser, people, called Paedophyrin amanuensis in New Guinea. I'm sorry, I don't speak Latin. Then there's an endangered forest plant, the Eugenia petrochenis, found in Madagascar. How do they know if it's endangered? Well, I guess they can tell if it's endangered because it's about to get, you know, mowed over or something. The glow-in-the-dark cockroach is what I like because then you could find them and kill them. The Lusa hormetica lucae, found in Ecuador. Here's the problem. I know you're not supposed to be killing cockroaches, but these cockroaches, like I talked about in the previous hour, are outsmarting us. All right? You have these kind of sweet-flavored baits. They've evolved now to think it tastes bitter, so they don't go near it. So these cockroaches have more power to be able to infest, right, our homes. Not fun. The flicker butterfly, Sema carissa jade, found in Malaysia, and a hanging fly fossil called Jura Cimbrophlebia ginkgofolia in China. They're making this stuff up. Really? Ginkgofolia? See, ginkgofolia makes me think of foliage with ginkgo biloba. Anyway, I guess there were more than 140 nominated species. To be considered for this list, species must have been described in compliance with the appropriate code of nomenclature, whether botanical, zoological, or microbiological. So you see, they couldn't make up a Doctorus dahlia-us type of fungus. They couldn't do that. Nominations for the 2014 list for species described in 2013 could be now made online. Please don't trip over each other trying to do that. The previous top 10 lists from the past 6 years are available from the Arizona State University website. Go Sun Devils. I'm from Arizona. Love it. All right, so you guys happy with that? All these species. I got to tell you, that frog, though, they have the frog on a dime. It is adorable. All right, we'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there was this Alzheimer's wonder drug called Targetin. I'm sorry. And from what we understand, the research has implied that this does improve Alzheimer's symptoms. It has been tested, from what we understand, on mice. The brand name, or the generic name, is Vexarotene. It's marketed as Targetin. It's supposed to reverse the buildup of brain plaques that have been linked to Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, though, scientists are saying that it may not be as good as marketed. All right? I guess it was a cancer drug that had been found to, you know, decrease Alzheimer plaque buildup. And because it removed the plaques and brains of mice, rapidly reversed, from what we understand, the cognitive changes that mice had, some of the scientists are saying, wait a second, this could be too good. to be true. They say they have not been able to replicate the results of the original study and therefore have some doubt. So Professor Sangram Sisodia of the University of Chicago said he and his colleagues were curious about the initial report in 2012. We were surprised and excited, even stunned, when we saw these results presented at a small conference. The mechanism of action made sense. But the assertion, they say, that they could reduce areas of the plaque by 50% within 3 days and 75% by 2 weeks just seemed too good to be true. They tried to reconfirm these and they couldn't. So, you know, when these medications come out, unfortunately, you don't have a lot of time to play with this, but when these studies come out, we usually just, you know, we kind of do the wait-and-see approach, right? I never like to prescribe something day one. I like to, you know, hear some data because I don't want to hurt my patients if something would happen. For example, when Viagra came out, we talked about this, people started to, you know, have blood pressure drops or drop dead. And it was because they didn't realize that you can't mix it with nitrates. And then we all had to be taught and trained, don't give Viagra to people with nitrates. And we're like, oh, okay, it's great. So usually I'm not very quick to start the medication right away. But unfortunately, with people with Alzheimer's and dementia plaques, you don't have that much time. So if something out there does work, you don't want to hold off. But it's interesting nonetheless, and we'll keep you posted on how that medication is working. Another medication that we talked about in the previous hour is a medication that helps stimulate sex drive in women. It could be used as an aphrodisiac for women with hypoactive sexual desire disorder. It has a testosterone coating, mint coating that you lick off and suck off before you swallow the pill. Then it has a Viagra type medication that enhances blood flow to the genital area of women. And then there's also Buspirone, which helps raise serotonin levels. And that's supposed to, the three combined, it shows that it may, if it comes on the market in 2016, be probably the answer to many women's lack of sexual motivation and psychosexual response. So, you know, we kind of spent some time in the second hour to explaining how sometimes women that have lack of sex drive, they need to be extremely honest with themselves and honest with their doctor. All right. Many women don't have sex with their husbands anymore. It's a horrible thing. We need to hopefully, you know, recreate the passion or, you know, reallow the intimacy that happens with couples. But a lot of it, it's not biological. There are biological reasons, which I've discussed, the whole Darwinian theory where when a certain female animal species starts to get older to the point where the progeny may not be as healthy because older women and older female animal species could give birth to have a higher risk of giving birth to a genetic defect that could occur in with a baby, etc. It's not in nature's best interest for that woman to desire sex and therefore have progeny. So there are biological bases, but there's also the issue that the passion's gone. Many people fall out of love with their spouses. Unfortunately, they love each other, but they live together and they kind of go through the motions. And they don't have sex or they sleep in separate bedrooms. And it's sad. It's heartbreaking. But if they're with somebody they want to be with, the sex drive all of a sudden comes out. So the hyposexual desire disorder, these are women that actually cannot be enticed, have no lubrication, no desire whatsoever with anybody or anything. And a medication like this may be able to help. But if somebody's not honest, you know, and they say, yeah, that's me, you know, because they don't want to admit to their husband or admit to themselves or their doctor that it's more of a psychological issue. They just don't want to be with that person. They want to be with somebody else. That's difficult. That's extremely difficult. And then, no, a medication like this will not work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, fast food items have been having calorie counts. And we're supposed to be looking at these calories, we're supposed to be aware of them, and hopefully making healthier choices. All right. But a study which was published in the British Medical Journal a few days ago, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, showed that teenagers underestimate the number of calories in their meals by as much as 34%, as well as parents of school-aged children. They looked at 1,800 adults, 1,100 adolescents, and 330 school-aged children. They were surveyed at 89 fast food restaurants in four cities in the New England area. A quarter of the city participants underestimated their meal's caloric calories by 500 calories. So teens would, let's say, buy a 756-calorie meal, but they thought it was about maybe 500 calories. So they underestimated it by about 250 calories. Adults would order an average 836-calorie meal, but they thought it was only about maybe, I don't know, 550, 600 calories. So why does this even matter? Well, because if people are counting their calories and they're trying to work on obesity and prevent diabetes and prevent stroke and heart disease, etc., they need to somehow do calorie counting. Now, different food chains also brought different results. People who ate at Subway were more likely to underestimate their calories than those who ate at McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Wendy's, and Dunkin' Donuts. Subway adult and teen customers were 20 and 25% less accurate than those who ate at McDonald's. It's because, remember Subway's marketing, right? They had, I forget that gentleman's name, Jerry was it, who lost all this weight on Subway. So now Subway is the, you know, fast food giant that you can eat and lose weight. But then many people we're finding are ordering the footlongs, or they're loading up on ranch dressing or cheese, etc. And, I mean, even a meatball sub at Subway, okay, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose weight on it. Now, true, Subway does offer some healthier choices, like the whole wheat bread. Okay, you have different types of bread as opposed to the white, etc. But, you know, there's this underestimation. One of you had asked me why Weight Watchers works. All right, if, you know, it's not calorie-based, well, the reason why is it's that point system that they have. Let's say you're allowed 40 points. You know, they figure out with your weight and your weight goals, they say, all right, you can have 40 points, all right, a day. And you're like, okay, so then how do I figure this out? Well, there's a list, a multi-page list or booklet that tells you what foods are what points. And with Weight Watchers, it does include fast food places. They had to, so that you would not go off your diet. They wanted you to stick with it. And so there's even points for fast food places. So like I looked up once, I think an Egg McMuffin is 7 points. So let's say you have an Egg McMuffin, you have a banana, and I think most fruit are 0 to 1 points. All right. And then a coffee, no cream, no sugar, black. If that's your breakfast, then you've consumed about 8 points. You still have 32 points to go the rest of the day. Vegetables are 0 points. I don't know. I think cheese was 3 points or whatever. And if you have any points left over at the end of the day, okay, then you could use those points at the end of the week on your cheat day. But your cheat day still has to be within the points. Alcohol have points. Cookies, cake, those have points. So let's say you're allowed 40 points a day. You only eat 35 points that day. Those extra 5 points now allow that 40 points on Saturday to go up to maybe 60, 65. All right? And then you get to cheat a little bit more. So it just seems to be a little bit more easy and realistic for people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So earlier today, we had heard that a jet from Pakistan International Airlines, where they were flighting from Lahore to Manchester Airport, had to be diverted, stopped. And from what we understand, news outlets, I think I was watching CNN this morning, and they said it had nothing to do with terror, not a terror plot, but two people were arrested. Well, news now is that two passengers did try to storm the cockpit. Typhoon jets were scrambled from RAF Coningsby, Lincolnshire, to escort the Boeing 777 with 347 passengers on board to Stansted after the pilot raised the alarm. According to senior defense sources, the men, British nationals aged 30 and 41, claimed they had a bomb. They were arrested on suspicion of endangering an aircraft by armed police who boarded the plane, flight PK-709, which had been diverted to Stansted about 10 miles before it was due to land at Manchester. The cabin crew informed us that they tried to come into the cockpit a few times. Because they had been asked not to do that, they got into a bit of an argument with the crew and made a few threats. Apparently, Murlaza Ali Shah, a journalist, said he had spoken to a friend on board the plane, Fakir Iqbal, a political activist, who was sitting behind the man who gave the threat. Two guys, I guess, started a fight with a girl and lots of people. Some people tried to calm them and asked them not to be so rowdy and abusive. Fakir told him to calm down. They said, don't bloody speak to us or we will blow up the plane. Remember, okay, there's some British on there, so don't bloody, British like to say bloody in there. The crew came and spoke to them, and they were openly threatening the staff. So, I mean, I understand why then the news outlet said this wasn't terrorist, but if somebody threatens to blow up the plane with a bomb and storm the cockpit, okay, to me, that's a terrorist-type attack, okay, especially with that many people on board. So, as, of course, we get more information, we'll keep you guys posted. But good job with the pilots. Good job having a cockpit that couldn't be stormed. Many of us were shocked last night when we heard about this bridge that had fallen in Seattle, or not in Seattle, but in Washington State, linking Seattle to Canada. A very, very common highway of I-5. Those of us familiar with California know about the I-5. It runs all the way up to Canada. And what I had heard, unfortunately, many of the news outlets weren't covering it because there was prime time shows even on the news networks on at the time. But we had heard that part of a bridge had collapsed and cars and drivers were in the water at the time. So you didn't know if they were drowning. I mean, it was scary. It was horrifying. Thank God three people were rescued. They've been hospitalized and nobody was killed. Two of them had hypothermia. Nobody died. The bridge had been built back in 1955. And the collapse of part of it, they believe, happened because a semi-trailer crashed into one of the sides that I guess had some of the trusses. And with some of the infrastructure that aged caused that whole part to collapse. Now, some people are saying, well, but the whole bridge didn't collapse, so that's pretty good. Yeah, pretty smart. The whole bridge didn't collapse, but you still had a part of the bridge collapse. And, you know, there could have been many more fatalities, depending on where they were traffic-wise. From what we understand, this happened 7 o'clock Pacific time, so it was already past most of the traffic. Officials say the bridge 55 miles north of Seattle was not among the spans listed by the state as structurally deficient, which in some cases relates to bridges that cannot carry their intended traffic loads. What blows my mind is if you have something called a structurally deficient bridge, why is it even open? But the privately run National Bridge Inventory Database listed the bridge as functionally obsolete, I guess widely defined by public officials as a bridge not built to current standards and demands. State Patrol Chief John Batiste said the bridge collapsed moments after a semi-trailer truck heading south struck the bridge's overhead truss. Investigators have talked to the driver, who officials said managed to safely cross the bridge before the span collapsed, and inspected the truck. They said the size of the load he was carrying appeared to create a problem, causing him to strike the bridge. I mean, pretty scary stuff, thank God. Nobody got hurt. Now, remember back in 2007, a bridge had fallen into the Mississippi River in Minnesota, resulting in the deaths of 13 people, again, raising concern about our bridge safety. Washington state lawmakers are debating a proposed $8.4 billion transportation funding package championed by Governor Jay Inslee and fellow Democrats in terms of deciding how to connect and redo the Interstate 5 bridge over the Columbia River connecting Vancouver, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Man, scary stuff, but thank God people were okay. But just it was frustrating because I was trying to get whatever information I could. I mean, you know, when you hear that, you know, you just wonder how many people, hundreds of people could have possibly been in the water. Thank God it was only three and that they were saved. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study has been published saying medical students may subconsciously be biased against obese patients. Pretty scary stuff. 2 out of 5 medical students didn't even realize they were being biased against obese people. And when that happens, obviously their ability to treat an obese patient or guide them to right strategies could possibly be compromised. Scientists from the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, North Carolina, studied 300 third-year medical students at Southeastern Medical School starting in 2008. Using a computer program called the Weight Implicit Association Test, they measured the students' subconscious preferences for thin or fat patients by recording how long it took the students to associate positive words, et cetera, with the overweight people, et cetera. Okay, you know what I think they need to do in terms of obese patients? And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. And bias with medical students. What I think needs to be done in medical school is these kids going through a boot camp of touching worms, touching maggots, touching sweat, dealing with smells, smelling things. Because you do not only have to not show bias towards certain groups. I mean, when I was in an ER, there was a guy with a big, huge swastika tattooed to his chest. Of course, I took care of him. You know, you have to overcome your biases and you have to do what you do. But I do notice that some of the students get antsy touching a sweaty armpit. All right? There's a lot of things that doctors do, nurses do, medical students do. And if a smell is a deterrent, okay, sometimes it's very difficult, even if not on purpose. Well, for example, and I have no problem admitting this, it was a sad case. A woman had come in when I was in training, and she had a foul odor, vaginal odor, and she said it's embarrassing, her husband doesn't want to sleep with her. And she had never had a pap smear, and she was 63 years old, never had a pap smear. So when I went in, you know, I mean, I had gloves on, but I didn't wear a mask or anything like that. You know, when I went in to look, her cervix, apparently from cervical cancer, was completely necrotic. It was dying like dead flesh and bacteria on it. Well, unfortunately, the stench from that almost caused me to pass out. I had to leave the room and I almost threw up. And I felt so bad for that woman. I felt bad. I did. And you know, we did treat her for cervical cancer, etc. But my body was not accustomed to a smell like that. You smell a lot of bad things, vomit and poop and urine all the time in the hospital. You even smell dead people, but not a decaying cervical carcass and, bacteria infested. I never dealt with that. And I couldn't go into the room. I couldn't handle the smell without vomiting. And that is what I think needs to be trained. I think people need to be trained. There needs to be some sort of boot camp where you could handle that. Because unfortunately, you have an obese person that may have a sweaty armpit or some yeast underneath the breast, etc. You need the doctor to still be able to touch and palpate and not shy away. All right. Can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. It's going to be a live show on KDWN. See you tomorrow. Have a safe weekend. Bye-bye.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.